This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A mysterious explosion shut down the heart of Houston's busy energy industry this week. It was an exercise, a simulation, but hundreds of firefighters and police and investigators treated it like it was real.
And our Coast Guard assets interdict him on the water.
I don't have that information.
Well, you need to find out. We also need to know who he is, and we need that like yesterday.
Gary Scheibe is a police lieutenant in Houston's Homeland Security Division. An NPR producer found him inside a secure operations center where more than 20 agencies work together. More than 24 hours after the simulated explosion and fire, they were still responding, and we've been listening to the exercise unfold.
I'll call our Special Operations Division, have them monitor it, and just check back with us if anything pops up.
Here's what Scheibe and others involved in this simulation know so far. A fire broke out on a boat moored at Pier 41 in the Houston Ship Channel. The mock explosion sent 6,000 barrels of marine gas into the water. The shipping channel is lined by miles of refineries and chemical plants and handles an enormous amount of hazardous material. The exercise tests how these officials coordinate their response to a natural disaster or terrorist attack, and the work began with some ominous news.
Actually, the scenario started this past weekend with some simulated intelligence that came out on some possible threats to the Houston area or the energy sector.
Coast Guard Lieutenant Joe Leonard is a leader of response efforts in the Houston-Galveston area. He helped to evacuate millions of residents last summer as Hurricane Rita approached.
Simulated explosion happened on board the vessel. The first thought was, okay, is this or is this not terrorism? If it is a terrorist event, that modifies our general response because we have to think of things like, are there secondary devices that are there primarily to target the responders, the fire and police that are on scene? Are there other potential targets? And if so, what do we have to do to secure them?
And as the simulation has continued, what have you learned? Is it a terrorist attack?
No, it was determined on Tuesday that it was not a terrorist attack. We can continue the marine firefighting operations without fear of a secondary device.
Would you explain why you would need to be concerned at all about the possibility of a terrorist attack against the Houston Ship Channel? What makes it an attractive target?
38% of the gasoline is refined here, 62% of the chemicals, the fourth largest population center in the United States. It's also the sixth largest media market. If the terrorists are looking for something that's going to get on the news very quickly, this is an ideal location.
There must be lessons from the Hurricane Rita evacuation that would apply to Houston and any number of cities as they consider the possibility of a terrorist attack at some point that might require an evacuation.
One of the most important ones is obviously you have to know what your plan is before you try to implement it. The second thing is, one of the most important things we have to do is know who our fellow response partners are before the incident occurs. I shouldn't be meeting my fellow response partners at 2 o'clock in the morning of an incident. I should know who they are before the incident occurs so we know what their capabilities are, what they bring to the party, what their limitations are, and how well we can effectively work together.
There's been a lot of concern in the country about the fact that different first responders can't even communicate physically with each other. Their radios don't talk to one another. Are people able to do that in Houston?
It's something that we're always working on. We have 154 law enforcement organizations in the Houston area alone. We've got 57 fire departments. You know, I rarely have trouble talking with, say, Houston, which is a big one. But there may be a small police or fire department out there who I don't know what their frequency is, or I don't have the ability to switch to that frequency.
When you think about the possibility of a terrorist attack in Houston, and I'm just asking for your own personal sense, do you act and feel as though you're preparing for something that might happen or something that eventually will?
I'm surprised we haven't been attacked again since 9/11. I tend to agree with the conventional wisdom that it's not a matter of if, but when.
Well, Lieutenant Leonard, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
Lieutenant Leonard and the others evaluate their drill performance today, and that comes shortly before a scheduled hurricane response exercise next week. You can see photos and learn more about the Houston drill by going to our website, npr.org.